Rusty Quill presents.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello everyone, it's Motsi. You might notice that this is not the new Hainai episode for Act 3, and you're right. We're making some big changes behind the scenes that are taking some time to finalize. So while we can assure you that new episodes are coming this September, for now, we're still setting things up for a big announcement coming this month. If you want to take a guess about what that big announcement is, you certainly can. In fact, we've promised to send people merch from our Redbubble store if they guess what the big announcement is and get it right. Just hop on over to our socials at HainaiPod, that's HINAYPOD, on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and Facebook, and let us know what you think the big announcement might be. And of course, it goes without saying, but if you already know what this announcement is, you're disqualified from guessing. Sorry. We also recently attended Fan Expo Canada and got to perform our very first live show, where myself, Abigail, and Leon, aka Mary, Laura, and Donner, performed in front of a live audience. Huge thanks to the Canadian Podcast Awards, who set the show up and let us run their booth for almost a whole day. It never would have been possible without them. If you want to check out the full live show video, it's available for all our patrons on patreon.com/hainaipod. That's HINAYPOD. Our patrons also get free access to other bonus content like our ad-free episodes, bonus audio and video, and, starting this month, early access to new episodes. Patrons will be able to access episodes 3 days early, and new Hainai episodes will be posted at 9 p.m. EST every other Thursday, 3 days before the Sunday premiere. That's a lot to get excited for, and we hope you follow along on our socials for more information and updates. We also post a lot of cool art and some memes on the socials if you're into that sort of thing. In the meantime, while we get confirmation on the big announcement date, we wanted to share something for you to enjoy and listen to. This is an episode from The Night Post, a Southern Gothic-inspired full-cast audio drama about the conscripted couriers of a strange land, where the supernatural is commonplace, where the mystic and the mundane are not so easily separated. The Night Post has been one of our longest-time supporters and podcast neighbors, and we're thrilled to bring one of their episodes to you, our listeners. But we'll let them do the full intro. See you on the other side of that big announcement. And as always, thank you, we love you, and hanggang sa muli.
Howdy, listener. I'm Ray Lundberg, part of the four-person creative team of The Night Post. The Night Post is a Southern Gothic-inspired full-cast audio drama about the conscripted couriers of a strange land where the supernatural is commonplace, where the mystic and the mundane are not so easily separated. Our goal is to create emotionally grounded, character-centric stories that speak to the reality of being an outsider in a society mired in tradition, all wrapped up in a multi-layered mystery filled with hungry ghosts, demonic cowboys, apocalyptic cults, and ancient conspiracies. The Night Post is an ongoing story, but the episode you're about to hear stands on its own. If you like what you hear, you can find us on your podcast app of choice, or at nightpostpod.com. Thank you so much for listening, and here's Season 2, Episode 10, Last Delivery on the Left.
At the edge of Guilt City, fears and revelations converge, and all await the arrival of the Night Post. Please be sure to use your turn signals, Milo. Abiding by the rules of the road assures safe passage for both couriers and their cargo.
Nick, we are in the middle of nowhere, at 2:30 a.m. Who am I going to run into out here exactly? A funeral procession?
I'm not riding along to arbitrarily critique your driving skills. Like I've explained, the safety of all couriers is of the utmost importance to the Night Post.
Oh, please stop saying that. You don't actually believe that they care whether we make it back to our stations or not. I mean, why would they? All they have to do is yank some person's name out of a hat and ta-da! A new drone ready to go.
No matter anyone else's motives, I want you all safe. That's what I believe above all else. I would never knowingly send any of you out into danger.
Huh. Did you make the same promise to Ashley?
That's not fair. I had no way of knowing What's wrong?
This is our stop. We're out here to deliver mail, remember?
But maybe next time you could ease into... Never mind. This van is filthy. I should remind them that this is Post property. Oh, stop fooling yourself, Nicholas. Who knows how many extracurricular miles they put on these tin cans. At least the deliveries are getting made. Well, that I know of. I do hope Valencia's evaluation went well. I can't imagine their and Herbert's workplace philosophies align all that well.
Done. Man, I really hate this stop. I'm always chased by something. One time it was a gang of raccoons. Well, I think they were raccoons. A few weeks before that was a Rottweiler and a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
It was a lot scarier than it sounds. That's where the claw marks on the driver's side door came from.
Ah, well, we'll see about getting the paint touched up.
Well, if you're taking maintenance requests... The AC sucks, the back left tire constantly goes flat, and I regularly have to clear black sludge out of the coolant tank.
That sounds not optimal. I'll see what I can do.
I won't be holding my breath.
Probably for the best. Oh, you didn't close their mailbox!
There's no door to close.
Have you offered to submit a request for a new one?
I do my best to avoid interacting with the customers. Plus, I can't imagine their HOA is all that concerned.
An HOA? For these shacks? Oh. That was a joke.
Yes, it was, Nick. Yes, it was. How about some music on our way to the last stop?
Oh, sure. That sounds...
Milo!
Yeah?
Can you please lower the volume?
Huh?
The volume. Lower it, please.
Too loud?
A bit, yes. Do you always listen to music at such deafening loudness?
Yeah, usually. When you've been to as many back alley concerts as I have, you just get used to listening to everything as if you're standing right next to the amps.
Well, let's keep the volume at a less distracting level, okay?
Aye, Captain Killjoy.
Ugh. So it seems you only have one stop left, correct?
Seems like it, yeah. Should just be dropping off a small box. I put it somewhere behind this seat.
Both hands on the wheel, please.
Alright, alright. Anyways, the stop should just be up here on the right. Huh.
What's wrong?
It should be right here.
What should be right here?
The last house. It's a two-story, dark brick house with a wild yard. 12275 Edelwood Road.
Perhaps we missed it while discussing the distressing volume at which you jam out.
No, I don't get distracted quite that easily. Let me check the box just to make sure it's where it goes. Here it is. I swear it had an address earlier. Look.
Are you sure about that? This doesn't have any information on it. There are stamps, though. And it's been notarized by our station. By me, in fact. This doesn't make any sense.
You're right, it doesn't. But if the last package doesn't have an address, we don't have to deliver it. So let's turn this puppy around and head back. I'm not trying to solve any mysteries tonight.
I agree. I wonder what we should do with this.
I can hang on to it.
Oh?
I mean, it is mine to deliver, right? I'll try to figure out where it goes tomorrow.
If you insist.
I do. I think. Huh, I wonder what's in it.
That's certainly none of our business. Let's focus on getting back to 103, please. It's been a long night.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, I think we're lost.
Lost? How? This is the route you're on almost every day.
I'm aware. We haven't even passed the last house we delivered to.
Could you have misjudged just how far we've driven?
Maybe, but not likely. Oh, there. That must be it.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, you're right. No mailbox. It is a completely different house. I haven't even seen it before.
You likely just overlooked it. It does sit a bit away from the road. There's a light on. Perhaps whoever lives there can put us in the right direction.
Nick, I can give you at least 1,001 reasons why sauntering up to a rough-looking house that has appeared out of nowhere is one of the worst possible things you can do. In fact, I'd rather drive around in circles until daylight that... Wait, where are you going?
To ask for directions. I'm certainly not above asking for help.
Shit. We're going to regret this. This isn't some ego thing, Nick. It's all of my keenly honed instincts telling me that nothing about this is a good idea.
Be that as it may, I have paperwork to finish and reports to file. I don't have the time to joyride with you until we stumble onto our way back to Guilt City.
Okay, fine. Let's go interrogate the squatters so we can get out of here.
Glad you're being reasonable.
Well, is that enough of an answer for you? Nick, are you serious? No one's home.
Perhaps you're right. Oh!
What is it now?
A broken window. Couldn't hurt to look inside.
It definitely could, but I know you're going to do it anyway.
Seems to be sparsely furnished.
Move over a little. I can't see anything through the dirty-ass window.
Oh, so you're curious now, huh?
Hush. You're right, though. A couch, a clock, a rug. Not much to look at.
But that must mean someone does live here.
With a huge uncovered hole in the window? Unlikely.
And the porch light? Hello?
That's exactly what we should do. Yell into the creepy abandoned house in the middle of nowhere and hope we get a response.
Perhaps you're right. We'll do it your way then. This is your route after all. I'm just an obsession.
Shh. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Something from inside.
Let's save the pranks on the boss for another time, please.
It's not a joke. You just missed it again.
I'm sorry, but I don't hear anything. Plus, you were adamant about there being no one inside, remember?
Well, what if I was wrong?
As a postmaster, it's my duty to keep the couriers of Station 103... Are you listening?
Nope. Hello?
Shh.
Oh, so now you're worried about someone hearing us? Look, the quicker we scope out the place, the quicker we can leave. And prove that I'm in need of a long vacation.
We'll discuss that at a later time. Let's just finish with this escapade.
Well, if someone lived here, it's been a while. Everything's covered in dust, like thick dust. We're gonna need our lungs vacuumed out after this.
Yet another reason to leave. It is odd though, isn't it? There's furniture, rugs, etc., but no personal items.
Huh, you're right. Not even a novelty calendar. Anyone home?
Oh, please stop doing that.
A little late to be getting spooked, Nicholas.
Be that as it may.
Oh, here's a bedroom. Oh, it smells nasty in here, like...
Patchouli. I enjoy it, actually. Though, you're right, it's a bit strong.
A bit? Oh, I'm gonna hurl.
This room is oddly bare, too. Maybe the house is... for sale?
If that's the case, no wonder everything's covered in dust. The housing market out here isn't exactly booming.
Oh, wait, I think I found some... Ow!
What's wrong?
It's a picture frame. A broken picture frame at that. I've just nicked myself, is all.
Exactly what we needed. An ominous draft. I'd offer you a band-aid, but I think the first aid box in the truck is empty.
Empty? You should have let me know sooner. Courier preparedness is key.
You're really going to lecture me in a haunted house?
I'm not lecturing you, I'm reminding you, and haunted is a bit of an exaggeration.
Remains to be seen. Now let me see that picture. Yeah, she definitely looks like the kind of lady who'd enjoy sleeping in a vat of potpourri each night. I bet you $20 she sewed that patchwork cardigan herself.
That's too easy. 30 says she made the shoes.
Oh, good call. So I guess we've solved the mystery of who lived here. My curiosity is satiated. I'm just going crazy. Let's get out of here and find our way back. Can't be any more lost than we already are.
Too true. Oh, here you go.
Huh? Oh, an envelope? That one isn't mine.
Are you sure? I just watched it fall out of your pocket.
Well, it's addressed to Jim. And I'm a lot of things, but a Jim isn't one of them. Let's just get out of here before something really weird happens. Or worse. Nicholas Best, are you about to read someone else's mail?
It wasn't formally addressed nor stamped, so it's not technically mail, is it?
Always so technical. So, what does it say?
Jim, I'm hearing 'em again. Gonna take care of it once and for all. See you soon, your sister, Joan. Not much of a letter, is it? And hearing what exactly? Is this an overly elaborate hoax? Seems to be quite a lot of work to hope someone simply stumbles upon it.
I'm hearing... Nick, let's go.
What is it?
I think I know what's going on and we don't want part of it. Come on.
Wait a moment.
Oh, no, 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 no. Help me get this open.
What has you so spooked?
Oh, the ominous letter and self-slamming door weren't enough? Shit, I can't get it.
There's always the window.
Oh, good idea. Let's find something to smash it open a bit. What now?
Oh my.
So you heard it that time, huh?
Unfortunately, yes.
Wait, where are you going?
It seems we're not meant to exit the way we came. Perhaps there's a back door?
Fine, let's just find it and go. I'm not trying to get cut up by the glass anyway. No band-aids, remember? Oh, I guess this is what caused the second bang.
Should we...
try to find our way out through the cellar? Are you crazy? You know what? It's worth a shot. Come on.
Damn, my torch is in the truck.
Your what? Oh, a flashlight? No worries, I keep one on me. And who calls it a torch?
I do. I don't believe we'll be getting out this way.
We don't have much of a choice now, do we?
Are we gonna discuss what happened?
Just the perks of being a pigeon, you know? getting hunted down by the supernatural for no reason at all. That part was conveniently left out of my conscription letter, you know.
I see. I didn't realize it was quite that serious.
Really? Even after your employees have disappeared, nearly been assassinated, and have come to you multiple times for help and answers? Because I find that really hard to believe. You don't have to explain yourself. The three of us are going to figure it out on our own. We wouldn't want you to get hurt, you know? Like Val, or Aggie, or Ashley.
Do you honestly believe that I want to see any of you hurt? That I enjoy watching everyone I'm meant to protect be subjected to the worst of this world? Because I don't. Far from it, actually.
A lot of talk from someone who's done nothing but put us in harm's way. What? Have nothing else to say?
I can't.
Can't or won't? Got it. Well, don't worry. Once we find our way out of here, we'll make our way back to the station and you can go back to enjoying your new office.
Don't leave.
Sorry, but we must.
Nick, stop answering the ominous voice.
Right, sorry. I believe we best pick up our pace.
Best advice all night. Come on.
Look, a ladder.
Best timing ever. Oh, it's open up top, too. What are you waiting for? Start climbing.
Okay, please don't push me. I'm not the best with heights.
Nick, we are underground.
Yes, but it would be all too easy to fall from one hasty misstep.
You'll never escape.
Oh, boy. Come on, Nicholas. With haste.
Wait, take the flashlight and make sure the coast is clear. I'm right behind you.
Almost there. Oh no.
We don't have time for oh no. What's wrong?
The rungs don't go all the way to the ledge. I can't quite reach it.
You have to. Stretch those spindly little arms.
Spindly?
Just do it.
Ugh. I think I have a good grasp on it. Ugh. I'm out.
I see that, Nick. Do you want to give me a hand?
Oh, yes, of course. Here. Oh.
Oh, what?
Just please give me your hand and don't look down.
Why not? What the fuck is that?
A nondescript shadowy mass of tentacles and eyes?
Stop looking at it and help me.
Oh, yes.
It has my leg.
I'm pulling as hard as I can.
Help, do something.
Let him go.
Shit. I have to have something.
I can't hold on much longer, Milo.
There has to be something I can do.
Your pocket.
What?
Look, sprouting out of your pocket.
Oh, the package. Let me go and leave us alone. If I go, pull.
What happened down there?
The package must have had seeds.
Oh my.
Oh, vines, roots, flowers, just pouring out of it.
But how? Why did that happen, Milo?
If I knew, I'd tell you. But this has happened before.
With Agatha, yes?
Yeah. Is it me? Am I doing this?
I can't say for certain.
Of course. Let's just get out of here. I'm done with this for tonight.
On that, we can agree. Now, where's the truck, I wonder?
Well, the tunnel came from that way, so we just start walking. Oh, Nick?
Yes?
Just don't tell Val and Clementine about any of this, okay? I'll tell them eventually.
I think I can manage that much.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's route. You can find the Couriers of Station 103 at nightpostpod.com or on Twitter at nightpostpod. If you're satisfied with your postal service, please rate and review us or consider supporting us on Patreon. send a letter to a local drag queen and tell them about the Night Post.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.